Hello.
Hello, hi there. My name is Luis. I'm calling from Opinion Research with Public Opinion Survey about Phoenix, and I'm not selling anything. I wouldn't ask you for a donation. May I speak with Gary?
Oh, you got it.
Hi. The reason for my phone call is because we're doing this survey. Generally speaking, do you think that the state of Phoenix, the things are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten on the wrong direction, sir?
I think things are fairly stable.
Okay, thank you so much. Can we proceed with the survey, or you are not able to take the call at the moment, sir?
I have about 5 minutes before I have to go back into work.
Okay. Usually this, you know, the survey is going to take about 8 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah, I've got till 6.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, sir, so right now I'm speaking with Gary Toner, right?
That's right.
Thank you so much. And first of all, do you live currently in Phoenix, Arizona?
Levine Village, it's part of Phoenix.
But it is located at Phoenix, Arizona, right?
Technically, no. Levine, Arizona.
Levine, Arizona. Ah, okay, yes, sir. It's okay. We can continue. And, well, as I said before, right, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and the east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that the definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again located?
That's clear.
Thank you so much, sir. Okay, with the next question, in what year were you born?
1971.
So much. Also, are you or anyone in your household or are Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No. Thank you, sir. And do you consider yourself to be white, African, American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific, Icelander, multiracial, or another race not listed here, like white, African, you know, any other race?
Just white.
Just white, thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say it's good.
Good, okay.
For me, anyway.
Oh, okay. But thank you for your reply, sir. I really appreciate it, Gary. Next, I'm going to read your list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please reach them, or reach each item right on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot of to improve the quality of life, right? You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher numbers, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for business. 1 is little, 5 is a lot.
Let's say 3 on that.
Thank you so much, sir. More dining and entertainment options. You can remember that you can choose from 1 to 5, right?
Let's say 5 on that.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy houses.
I would say three.
More good or paying jobs?
That's always a good thing. Let's say five on that.
Thank you. Better public transportation options?
That's a five. I believe in public transportation.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance?
I'll give that one a four because I don't know if you're collecting, but I think lately they're doing a pretty good job.
Thank you so much. I'm going with the next question. In terms of your job status, are you unemployed, employed, or looking for work or retired?
I'm an employee.
And would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Levin? Do you think there are too many, too few, about the right amount?
Ooh, I really don't have a response for that.
It's okay, sir. If you don't know, or, you know, we can tell the
I don't know.
Yeah. It's okay, sir. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of business that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levin?
Office workers, I'm going to say about right.
About right amount, okay. Thinking about it, well, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of store businesses for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of kind of business in Levin. Would you like to see more doctor office and hospitals in Levin? Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat, or you don't know, or no?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you, sir. And would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. Also, would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
No, okay. Grocery stores on supermarkets, would you like to see more stores like that on Levin?
Somewhat. I think we've got most of them, but...
Okay, sir, thank you so much. And the next question, sir, we're about to finish. In your own words, what type of stores and business would you like most to see more of in Levin?
Let's say independent restaurants. You know, not so many chains, but we have a couple that have popped up here. I would like to see more than that.
Okay. Independent restaurants, right?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to have something else?
No, that's the main thing. Yeah. That would, you know, be convenient
thing.
To have more dining out options closer to home.
Okay. Sir, I really appreciate it, sir. And
no
right
problem.
Now,
you're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And for the next question, sir, how much of a problem is housing affordably in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home in housing affordability? A big problem, a fairly big, problem, a moderate problem, slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I would say it's a moderate problem. I mean, it's a real problem everywhere in the valley. I don't think we're worse off than other areas, so I'll say moderate.
How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine, that is to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not problem at all?
I think it's a slight problem. It's still developing rapidly, so properties are available. Of course, they're not necessarily affordable.
Thank you, sir. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no, or if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes? Yes, strongly, yes on what, or no?
No.
Thank you. Would you like to see more single-family detached homes?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 11 to 20 years? More than 20 years? Or you don't know, or you refuse to answer this question?
5 to 10.
5 to 10. Thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address on housing costs and options. In Levine, please tell me if you are in favor or oppose each of one proposal, right? And do you favor a proposal that as a way to address housing costs and options, that is strongly in favor or disfavor? For example, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercials, properties with new housing, strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Strongly favor, or somewhat favor, or strongly oppose?
I would say somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Opposed.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction or more condominiums buildings. Strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing, strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. Next question. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings, strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Finally, we'd like to ask you a few questions for aesthetical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, first to 11th grade, non-college post, or some college including community college, two-year degree, or four-year college graduate?
Four-year degree.
Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop when I get the right amount. Less than 25,000, more than 25,000 to 50,000, or 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, or more than 125,000. Or you refuse
to
answer this question, it's okay.
Oh. Let's go 1 to 125.
Thank you so much. Finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, your first name is Gary, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Gary. I really appreciate it. Basically, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation on the survey, sir. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day, and thank you for your time, sir.
You're welcome.
Take care, sir. Be safe.
Okay, bye.
Bye, sir.